From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. The Tuesday night harvest market in Pioneer Park has grown into something truly magical for the downtown area. The market features 30 farmers, a much smaller scale than the Saturday market. And this year, the market expanded to include yoga in the park, a bocce ball tournament, food trucks, and a beer garden. We'll be talking about the importance of programming and placemaking in a place like Pioneer Park, how it impacts the larger community, and goals and aspirations for how this market can help to transform this important asset for our community. All that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my friend and colleague, Kim Angelie Celine. Kim is the Senior Director of Program and Events for the Downtown Alliance. Kim, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
You've been a guest before on this radio show.
It is always such a lovely way to spend the afternoon.
Such a pleasure. We also have a dear friend to me personally and also to the Downtown Alliance, Brian Borison. Brian is one of the prominent local owners of watering holes in our fair downtown. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Brian, maybe you can share with the listeners the bars that you own and operate right now.
Sure. I mean, thanks for the kind introduction. Currently, I'm owning the Hotel Bar Nightclub and Club Elevate.
Right, so now, both of those on 200 South, just right across the street from the Salt Palace Convention Center.
That's right.
So you might be thinking, what has brought these two distinct and distinguished individuals to the radio show today? And we are magically pairing beer and the harvest market, the Tuesday night market in downtown Salt Lake City, with several new offerings this year that have been incredibly successful. Kim, maybe you could start out just talking a little bit about the genesis of the Tuesday market. Where did this idea come from, building on the incredible success of the Saturday's farmers market that you've overseen for nearly a decade? Why do we do the Tuesday market? What's the point behind it?
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it is framed around the context of the Saturday market. The Saturday market is a 24-year-old farmer's market, always been held in Pioneer Park. We have a regional draw for that market. Our patronage is about 10,000 people each Saturday.
Yeah.
People come to that market from all throughout the state. And, of course, our vendors are coming from throughout the state, but our patrons are also coming from Orem, Park City, Ogden, and everywhere in between. And it's, a great market. It's a world-class market, but it is a very crowded popular market.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to, there's two reasons why we really wanted to launch the Tuesday market. And part of that is always our mission of supporting our urban agriculturalists and keeping farmland around here in Utah. And, you know, August through September is the harvest. It's the most, when the bounty is in and when the farmers really need to move their produce. So
right,
we thought a midweek market would be a great way to achieve that goal and also to serve the neighborhood and commuter community that is downtown. So the context of this Tuesday market really is a smaller scale, easy to access shop and go market, where you can get great deals on harvest produce during, you know, the end of summer to fall months.
The height of the season,
yes,
when the produce is cheap and delicious and readily available.
It's true. It is the greatest time of year for our fans of local food.
Yeah. And I know when we started the market, we said it's going to be really just about the farmers. And yet the siren call of excitement and adding additional programming is sometimes too great for us to bear. And so this year we've expanded with some really cool programs. You have added yoga to the market. Is it Salt Lake City Power Yoga that's providing that?
Yeah, Salt Lake Power Yoga. And they do a variety of community classes around the valley for free to get yoga into people's lives. And so this was a really, really easy partnership for us. They're a downtown yoga studio. The farmers market crowd,
they like their yoga.
They do.
They like their yoga.
Yeah, the yoga, they like the local produce.
Yeah, that's perfect. And then we've also added a bocce tournament And in conjunction with the bocce ball courts and the bocce ball tournament, a really awesome beer garden that Brian has been gracious enough to manage and own and staff for us. So, Brian, thanks for that.
It's my pleasure.
You've talked to us for a little while about wanting to do some sort of public beer gardens downtown. What's your interest in that? What do you see as sort of the business case or the community case for wanting to have those kinds of experiences?
I think the beer garden aspect is really just a nice addition to the great things that are already happening here in Salt Lake. And, you know, the Downtown Alliance and your team just do a really good job of pushing it. And so I've always been a fan of events that are driven to the community down here and simply always wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, and this has been my specialty and expertise. And so, you know, I know that my customers are always asking if that's available at these events or if it's an addition. So it's made it a simple transition for me to say, I'd like to be a part of it. I want to work with great people and be part of these great events that are downtown. And this is really my skill set, and this is what we, you know, we really have to offer. So
yeah,
it's nice.
It's been amazing. I went this week and got to enjoy a beer with my dog while my wife went shopping, which was perfect for everybody. Everybody was happy with that scenario. And you guys are doing some kind of special beers, some beer cocktails, if you will, using some of the farmers markets ingredients, which is kind of cool.
Sure, yeah. The beers change week to week, and they are dependent on what's actually being served at the market. We, you know, we go early and we purchase from the local vendors and then create the cocktails, the beer cocktails that are made that day with the ingredients that we get at the market. So it's nice.
So to be clear, in case anyone from our friends at the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, all the licensing is for beer and we're serving beer, but it's beer kind of with a twist. You had a basil one going on last night and some nice shandies going on.
We had a basil that was infused. We were mixing it in with pretty much everything that we had there. Uh-huh. The shandy's been real popular with kind of lighting up the summer style beers. And the week before we had peaches and blackberries, and so it's really fun to create on the spot.
Yeah.
Shandies are making a big comeback, I've noticed.
It's the season for shandies. And then the bocce ball tournament. You and Lars, your colleague Lars, otherwise known as Thor, I understand, a nickname for Lars, have been great advocates of you play every time. You're out there making it happen in the bocce ball arena.
I'll tell you what, the environment that's created by the market, by the yoga, by the bocce ball, and everyone around there, and just the community that comes in, it's really nice. It's really pleasant. I mean, the temperature is great. You know, you're sitting in the shade and just enjoying the afternoon in a downtown park like you're supposed to. So
yeah, it feels kind of European in a lot of ways, really, candidly, to be sitting out. I
is
mean,
it, the
you
bocce
know,
ball
the, well,
the
it is the bocce ball. It's sitting in a park drinking beer. Yeah. It's
with your dog.
Yeah. It's the community feeling. That's one thing that I think the farmers market does on Saturdays, and then maybe even more so on Tuesdays, is really builds this sense of community where you're talking to strangers who you wouldn't normally talk to and having this really interesting shared experience in the urban environment. But really, they're your neighbors and your other residents of Salt Lake City, and it really builds a sense of community that's really important, and particularly in that park that does have challenges when it's not programmed.
Right. I mean, one of my goals, I have spent many, many years in Pioneer Park. I really feel like more than almost anyone besides probably the police department.
Yeah.
One of the things that you see with that park, and you know, there's been some great successes with Twilight and the farmers market, but with the scale of those events, when you come into the park, you're taking over the whole park.
Right. It just is an event space.
Yes,
it's not a park
anymore. It becomes an event space, right? Yeah. And one of the things that really wanted to do with the Tuesday market was to look at the park for the attributes that are already there. One day the park may see a complete remodel, but before that, there are some really nice tennis courts there. Yep. They're probably some of the nicest tennis courts in the park system in Salt Lake City. There's a bocce ball court that is never used.
Right.
There's a sand volleyball court that is never used. There's big open lawn space that, you know, doesn't really get used for that idea of play. But, you know, what we're trying to do with the market is, what do we have here and how do we show to the people who live and work downtown that this is an amenity, this is an urban center, and you can enjoy park-like activities in the park. And I think that we've nailed it on Tuesdays. You have a great food market with some of the greatest, best local vendors that we have, and then yoga and bocce and a beer garden to enjoy it, and food trucks so you can hang out for a while, have dinner, play, shop.
It's really magical. Like, it really is cool. And for people who have watched that park over the years, I think there's such an emotional connection and so great to see it used for its intended purpose.
Well, that's what I want. I mean, I'd really like to see some of our city leaders and the people who are involved in the Pioneer Park Coalition and in the changes of that neighborhood to come down there and take a look at what this programming is doing on a small scale on Tuesdays. And I hope to, you know, be able to share a beer and a round of bocce with some of our city leaders down there.
Well, an open invitation to members of our city council. They have their council meetings on Tuesday, but they do break for dinner. A challenge, if you will, to the city council, other business leaders, to come down and have this really awesome experience in the park. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Brian Borison, who is the owner and proprietor of the Hotel and Club Elevate, two outstanding bars in downtown Salt Lake City across 200 South from the Salt Palace Convention Center, and Kim Angeli Celine, who is the Senior Director for Programming and Events at the Downtown Alliance. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Joining me today, my dear friend, Brian Borison. Brian is the owner of two of downtown's coolest, hippest, best bars, the Hotel and Club Elevate on 200 South across from the Salt Palace Convention Center, and Kim Angeli Celine, who makes the magic happen in downtown Salt Lake City. Kim is the Senior Director of Programs and Events, so anything cool that the Downtown Alliance does, Kim is in charge of. Brian, I want to talk about, we've been talking a little bit about the new beer garden that is associated with the Tuesday night Harvest Market. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how you see, you work in the industry, you obviously are a professional in the hospitality industry. How do you see kind of the role of alcohol in terms of creating a social environment for people, an environment that is welcoming and hospitable for people in our community?
Well, I think with the, in reference to the market, we view it as just an addition. It's something that's not here to steal the show. It's, you know, it's an option for people. It's not a driving factor for the people at the market. Yeah. But if somebody wants to do it, you know, they can enjoy themselves in the way that they'd like to. And if they don't, they don't. And so it works out really nicely for us, just giving that additional option for the guests of the market.
Yeah. So sometimes people who don't drink have a perception that if you're drinking, your goal is to get drunk, or your goal is something negative. But really, nobody is coming to the very low-key, chill beer garden at the farmer's market with that intent. They're going there to have a really nice, pleasant, easy social experience. And that has certainly been my experience when I've been down there, just to see people enjoying themselves, enjoying each other's company, relaxing over a beer that's infused with herbs or vegetables or fruit, or, you know, it's not a teen keg party. It's really a lovely, cultured, civilized experience.
Sure. It's a quick getaway from the workday. It's a way to kind of welcome the evening, just relax a little bit, enjoy the good weather, enjoy the good company, see the dogs running around, see some people throwing bocce balls, and pick up some produce.
Yeah.
So it's really nice, actually.
It's kind of perfect. Yeah. Kim, we talked in the previous segment a little bit about what's happened in Pioneer Park and your experience in Pioneer Park over the past decade. What are your hopes and dreams for this park? What would you like to see in 5 years or 10 years of what this park might be?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see more residents and commuters utilizing the park for what it is. In my mind, I mean, some of the park activities are exercise and relaxation, an oasis away from the urban environment, green space. And that's what I want to see with the park. I always feel like there's small wins when, for me, if I see somebody like jogging in the park or playing a one-on-one basketball game, that to me always just kind of makes me feel like we maybe are getting somewhere.
Yeah.
There are a lot of challenges in the park. I don't want to sugarcoat that. You know, I think that's a good reason why I want people to come down there and experience the park. And what we do on Saturdays and Tuesday markets, we're not there to like displace the homeless population or people are hanging out in the park. We want to create a safe and secure environment for our guests at all times, but we want to be able to introduce positive energy, not replace.
Right.
So,
and that's an interesting thing. I've had people ask me before, like, well, how do you get rid of all the homeless for the farmers market? And which is kind of a silly question. And it's because they come to the market and they don't see a lot of homeless people. Mm-hmm. And most of the people who might be in the park anyway are still there, but they're surrounded by 10,000 other people, or they're mm-hmm. surrounded by lots of other activities. And really the park is there for homeless people also. I mean, that mm-hmm. that's an important element. And you guys have really, I think, melded that on Tuesdays. Like, I see people who may, and I may be stereotyping a little bit, but people who I think might live in the park all the time coming and walking down the farmer's market or watching people play bocce ball. And maybe that's exciting that they have some other activities going on in the park besides what normally happens there.
Right. It is a good mix. In order for us to create an event like this in the park, though, it's, you know, we do bring in off-duty officers that just, help keep eyes and ears on our vendors and our yogis and everybody else at the market. And we have to bring in our own bathroom so that right. there's clean portable restrooms for people to use. And, it's not, we help create that environment because the park is not there yet.
Right.
But what we've done with the market creates a very hospitable environment. And I just think that as a city, the more residents that come into Salt Lake City to live and enjoy all of the wonderful things that downtown has to offer, the park will become an amenity. It'll follow in that pattern because people need that urban green space. And it's a 10-acre green space. It's in the middle of the city with a lot of residential being planned.
And lots more.
And
a lot coming. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it'll happen. But I also think that it's important not to just like neglect the challenges that park has. And we need to keep talking about Pioneer Park and looking for those solutions. And, you know, I just hope that our market and some of the tasks that we do as a Downtown Alliance just to help improve things.
Yeah. So, Brian, that's, you know, Kim's kind of a veteran of the park. This has been kind of your first year, I think, doing programming in the park. What are your perceptions coming down there as a business owner? And were you apprehensive about it, or you always felt pretty confident that you guys would be successful and the beer garden would be a big hit?
You know, Kim made it, she was very clear on, you know, some of the challenges that we were going to face when just first off walking through and then setting up. And it was pretty easy to understand that. And living downtown for the last 15 years, I'm very familiar with that.
Because you live downtown and you own businesses downtown.
That's right, yeah. You know, the park, we've definitely noticed the homeless population in there, but it really hasn't been a negative. Nobody's really been very forceful or really there in our, nobody's really gone in our way or anything. They've actually helped to take down barriers or,
nice.
Or, you know, just they're very interested in what's going on. And so, which is kind of surprising. And I think just they're more afraid of us coming in and building something than we really are of, you know, going in and operating and conducting the business, because the market is very peaceful.
Yeah.
And then we break down and we leave and we've really had no problems so far.
Yeah.
So.
It's you know this better, honestly, Kim, better than anyone else in the whole community, but just that so many of the people in the park who may be living there because of whatever challenges in their life, mental illness or substance abuse or just down on their luck, whatever it is, but they're human beings and they have mm-hmm. feelings. And if you, I think, treat them with respect, once in a while you get a screamer or somebody who's a little out there, but mostly they're, you know, perfectly nice people who just have some challenges in
it's
their
true.
Life.
It's a lot of regular people and, you know, you get to know regular faces in the market. And honestly, the Salt Lake City Police Department, the Bike Patrol officers, and the Metro Bureau officers that work that beat of Pioneer Park are very helpful in identifying, you know, problems or getting to know people by first name. You know,
yeah.
A lot of these officers and, you know, the chronically homeless people that we see in the park, they know each other. They have a built-in relationship, and they know Farmers Market and Twilight also, and like what our routines
kind
are,
of our expectations,
you know?
Yeah,
like a lot of times we'll come down to the park on Friday and do a little bit of setup for the Saturday market, and you see people, they're like, oh, it's it Friday?
Is it Friday already?
That's, you again?
It's part of their routine. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a shared use, honestly.
It is a shared use.
But it's really interesting to see it on Tuesdays, I think, because, like I said, we program the whole north end of the park with some specific programming, and then the rest of the park is left open for whatever other activities may be, so you can get kind of a really good feel for things.
Yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic. I think it's probably similar to how the farmers market was 24 years ago, 23 years ago, when it was in its infancy, and there were not as many farmers or artists or food vendors, but really feel like it's kind of pioneering and really trying to change the dynamics in that neighborhood and create that positive energy and an optimistic sense for the residents and also for the people who may be in the park for other reasons.
Well, and we are committed to keeping the market small scale and keeping it geared towards the neighborhood, like a neighborhood style market, like I said before. And I think that's kind of important for the success of the Tuesday market. We don't want to grow it into something that is the Saturday market.
Right.
That's not necessarily what our agriculture community needs or what the park needs. And, you know, we look at all those factors when we are deciding what to do with our events. So I really feel like the scale of this market is a big appeal for people. A lot of our customers that come to the Tuesday market will only come to the Tuesday market because they want to be able to, like, drive up and park and come out and have a conversation with their farmer and the people who are making their food. And it's easier to do that at the Tuesday market because it's just it's mellow.
Yeah, it's chill.
It's laid back.
Yeah. Zen. Zen. Well, thank you guys very much. We'll remind people the Tuesday market runs through October, Tuesday nights in Pioneer Park on the north side of the park, 4 o'clock to dusk. You can come down, of course, shop from really some of the prized vendors. We really sort of picked the cream of the crop to be down there. No pun a little bit of a pun intended, for the cream of the crop with our farmers down there. Food trucks are down there. We've got great bocce ball. The beer garden is such a nice addition. Really, thank you, Brian, for your commitment and partnership in that. And also yoga. I might try yoga next week. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, awesome. You guys, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for your commitment to that market and your work to make downtown awesome. This has been Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center.